WRFU LP Urbana 104.5 FM. Community radio, homemade for the community, by you, the community.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of East to West. Thank you to my lovely assistant for helping me set up today. Today I just want to talk about a lamp and light, and what does a lamp have to do with anything in the gospel? When we think of a lamp, we think of, an object that lights the darkness. And so we're just going to talk about how we can become a lamp, how we're called to become a lamp. And when we get that light of God in us, what we're supposed to do with it and what we're not supposed to do with it. You know, many times, we forget all too often in this troubled world that we do have a light inside of us that's supposed to burn bright and that's supposed to burn out the darkness in our lives, in the world's lives, in people's lives. And so, yeah, so we're just going to talk about that today. We're going to talk a little Super Bowl. I'd like to talk about that. Even though I don't have a dog in the fight per se, I'm still excited to watch it. I'm still excited to just see this competition, where these two teams are struggling to gain ground, struggling to get to that end zone, to score just enough points to win and defeat the other team. But first of all, let's just get into it right now. So I'm going to read a parable from Luke chapter 8, and starts in verse 16. And it talks about the revealed light. This is what I like about this parable. It's not talking about a light. It's not talking about, a dim light. It's not talking about a light that's supposed to be kept, hidden or turned off. It's a revealed light. God is saying to us, it's time that we turn the light switch on in our souls and in our walks with Him and in our life, so that way people can see the light of God. It says, no one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand that those who may enter may see the light. For nothing is sacred that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore, take heed all you, how you hear, for whoever has to him, more will be given, and whoever does not have, even though what he has seems will be taken from him. So this is a very, very, I feel like a very pivotal moment in our Christian life, in our Christian mindset, because it's just, yeah. God is very clearly calling us to.
It's that time again to be grateful. So pass the gravy around the table. Oh. DJ BJ Clark bringing love to the airwaves. Oh, oh, oh. 104.5 helping the independent artist survive. Let's go.
Time of year we need to extend ourselves. Look out for one another, give somebody help. I know that holiday vibe can fade. Some feel alone, some feel afraid. But we got togetherness and generosity. Nobody left alone, no one's in need. Like Charlie Brown, Thanksgiving, simple and true. Pumpkin spice and gratitude. Mom's favorite recipes in the oven. DJ BJ's radio show keeps it buzzing. On a 4.5, spinning again. Oh, feels like family through the static and wind.
Pass the laughter, pass the music. From our hearts to our hometowns. Turn it up, don't turn it down. Thanks for the vibes.
DJ BJ and the crew.
Keeping dreams alive.
Playing something new.
Independent artists on a late night ride.
WRFU, keep it
keeping hearts alive.
Yeah. It's Thanksgiving.
Living in that love like Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Keep showing up with a smile on your face. Offering grace to the ones out of place. Family's been spinning.
Making the beat.
Yeah.
Hands in the air.
Oh.
Feel that heat.
Hook arms.
Share love in motion.
Gratitude's
our devotion.
From the table to the stereo sound. It's Thanksgiving joy
all around.
What's up, y'all? It's Mia May, and you're listening to Energy on 104.5 WRFU with your homeboy, DJ BJ Clark. Let's go.
Energy with Mia May on 104.5 WRFU. The actual song is called Energy by Mia May, and that is spelled M-I-A-M-E-I, Mia May. And you can learn more about Mia May's artistry by going to MiaMay.com, or also the official on Instagram. It's official Mia May on Instagram. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is our portion of the day where we connect with the University of Illinois and we find out what kind of live entertainment they're having at the Union, at the Courtyard tonight. It's Musical Monday, so we're going to go ahead and get Janet on the line from the University of Illinois. Let's see if we can make that connection. It's always a fun phone call to make in the day. Well, hey,
hello.
How's it going there, Miss Janet, over at the Illini Union? How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are are you?
We are fantastic here at 104.5, and we're just checking in to find out what you have in store for us there at the university, at the courtyard, at the union. Could you tell us how you're doing today and what kind of activities you have this week, next week, and all of the month of February?
Okay, so tonight we have a professional artist. His name is Andrew Hoyt, and he will be joining us for Musical Mondays and the Illini Union. And one of our students, Meantime Performers, will be his opening act, and that will be Connor LaSalle. And tomorrow, I have another Meantime Performer playing in the courtyard.
Yeah.
Her name is Aileen Salgado.
All right.
And her entire repertoire is in Spanish.
Oh, it's in Spanish.
So it is. It's so lovely to hear her sing. And she talks a little bit about the songs that she performs, and so that you can get like an understanding of the concept of the song. And it is so lovely. And she plays guitar. She accompanies her song by guitar. So she is really good.
Well, I'm excited to see that. And you said that's tomorrow, right?
That is tomorrow at 7 p.m. in the courtyard.
All right. Now, tonight, well, we have to ask you, Janet, how are you doing? How are you today?
I am good. I had a wonderful weekend. On Saturday, the BFAPA, which is the Black Faculty Academic Professional Alliance, held a social prior to the Mesa concert. And so that was nice. We were able to provide, you know, a little charcuterie and drinks and things of that nature for some of the participants who went to the concert.
All right.
And I talked to a few people, and they said they had a wonderful time. So that was great. I had an opportunity to do that. That was all put together by Rochelle Miner. She works over in Geese, and she did a wonderful job.
Well, that is fantastic. Did you do anything fun last night for that Super Bowl? Did you partake in any Super Bowl activities?
No, I did not. I am not a sports enthusiast.
You know, we at our house, we try to catch the halftime show. And, we check in on it. We don't really watch it per se, but we do make sure.
Because
we're music lovers, you know, we're music lovers. So we gotta watch it for the halftime show, Bad Bunny and Green Day and all those folks.
Right.
But let's talk more about Musical Monday. Let's talk more about music right here in Central Illinois, there at the University of Illinois. What else you have for us for the month of February?
Next week for Musical Monday, we have Chip McNeil. He is a U of I professor, and he brings some of his students over to the Illini Union to play jazz.
All right.
And he is always a fan favorite.
Well, we enjoyed the last Musical Monday with Jarrell Young, and so
we look forward
to seeing that one too as well, and the one tonight. Now, what else do you have for us? Do you have anything on Fridays?
Friday Funny this week will be Spicy Kumano and Phoenix Improv.
All right.
And so those are two student improv groups that will be performing in the courtyard, on the courtyard stage.
Now, that sounds like a good time. It really does.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And I also want to do a shout out on Thursday, because that's our RSO Spotlight, and the Illini Magic Society will be performing. And they are students that have some magnificent magic skills. And so we're also using CITL to help project on the screen some of the close-up hand magic.
Okay.
So that everybody can see it. And so, yes, and that's going on Thursday the 12th at 7 p.m.
Sounds like good vibes there. So far, so good. And anything special for Black History Month here? Do you have anything special lined up for that?
Well, actually, it's not my program. BNAC is actually having a program right now.
Okay.
In the Illini Room A. There is a cellist, and her name is Yana Solo. And so she is performing right now in the I Room A.
Well, let's make sure that if you're on campus right now, folks, and you tuned in to 104.5, head on over to BNAC and go check out some live entertainment happening right now. Now, on February 16th...
BNAC is sponsoring it.
Yeah, okay. That's where you go, folks. That's where you go. Now, let me ask you this, Janet. On February 16th and February 23rd, what do we have going on for the Musical Monday?
Okay. Well, I mentioned Chip is coming next week for February 16th. So on February 23rd, I have a student. His name is Lucas Tikan. He goes by Blue Lou. And he plays three instruments. He plays the saxophone, the guitar, and the piano, and he'll alternate between all three, and he provides a very, very wonderful show.
All right. Okay. Is there anything else that we need to have on our 104.5 radar for this month, or does that pretty much sum it up? But we will most likely get you back on the air next week if we can. But, but anything else that we've overlooked, or maybe some special announcements we need to make, or some thank yous?
Well, we can part with, on Friday the 27th, I have Eric Dittleman. He has performed on America's Got Talent, as well as Penn and Teller Fool You, Fool Me. And so he will be performing in the courtyard on the 27th of February.
Okay.
And so I'm excited to see him.
I'm excited. Because
I do remember when he was on America's Got Talent.
All right. Yes, we're definitely going to have to put that on our radar here at 104.5 WRFU. And, Janet, we want to thank you again for taking time out of your day to jump on the air with us here. And we look forward to checking in with you next week. And until then, you know what I always say, be positive and stay positive, and I'll see you in the future. You take care.
Okay. Thank you much.
All right. Bye.
Have a good day.
Well, that was Janet over there at the Illini Union Courtyard, and Musical Monday does seem like it's all geared up and ready to go for you guys here in Central Illinois and everybody that's on campus at the University of Illinois. I want to thank you guys for just, you know, studying hard, but also enjoying the I guess you could say it's a nightlife on campus. So we want to thank you guys for, you know, just being a part of our community as you're going to school. Some of them, you know, some of them just move here and they stay here, and it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun to make new friends and make new connections. So again, we want to thank Janet over at the University of Illinois for checking in with our Musical Monday on 104. Well, here we are, folks. You're probably noticing warmer weather this week, and you probably will feel a lot more warmer weather on the way. But here it is, folks. And we, the After Work Drive Show, we want to thank, you know, our sponsors and underwriters and those that make 104.5 go round, so to speak. We want to first thank the Independent Media Center, located at 202 South Broadway, Urbana, Illinois. And we also want to thank collegeradiodirectory.com. We want to thank collegeradiodirectory.com for bridging the gap between independent artists and real radio stations that play independent artists. And 104.5 WRFU is the number one station in the nation for independent artists, and we like it that way. We like knowing that the independent artists know they have a home like 104.5 WRFU to send their music to. And I tell these guys behind the scenes, because I go behind the scenes on Instagram, I say, hey, I got a link for you guys down below. Send me your song when we're live on the air, and you'll get your song played on the air. And you may get a chance to get it on the rotation, which is fantastic. But also, we want to just let those that are on campus there at the University of Illinois, if you're an independent artist and you're a recording artist, or maybe you're just in music, or maybe you and your homies are in the dorm room recording some mixes or making some music, don't be afraid to reach out and get it played on 104.5. And let me give you guys a little bit of connection so you guys can connect with the community at the university there. Now, if you want to send music while I'm live in the booth in the studio right now, you can send your song MP3. All right, make sure it's MP3. And number two, make sure it's radio edit. I need a radio edit, boys and girls. Oh, I cannot play it on the radio. That's just how radio works. It's very censored. It's ran by, you know what I'm saying, the FCC is always looking on us. You know what I mean? So if you could send us your best work, a radio edit, no explicit language whatsoever, keep it squeaky clean, and send it to, all right, I want you guys to send it to www.collegeradiodirectory.com/DJBJClark, all right? So when you hear my voice live on the radio, that's the time where you can actually get your music featured on 104.5 when we're live in the booth. All right, now, if it's after hours and we're not in the booth, we're not in the studio, right, and you still want to send your music, here's an email. I want to give you guys a one-on-one connection to 104.5. So, write this down. Get your pen and piece of paper. All right, y'all ready? Email your MP3 radio edit clean version song to 104.5fm.wrfu@gmail.com. I'm going to give it to you one more time, boys and girls. All right? Let's try again. 104.5fm.wrfu@gmail.com. All right? So let's go back. We're going to review what I just said real quick, folks. So if you hear me live in the studio, live in the booth right now, you can submit your song to www.collegeradiodirectory.com/DJBJClark. That's option number one. Then option number two, you can email us after hours at 104.5fm.wrfu@gmail.com. Now, just in, we got a song by Mia May, and it's called Let's Wait a While. And this is an independent artist that's all the way in California, and they're tuned in online. And they're not also tuned in online at DJ BJ Clark on Instagram. You can also tune in online at www.wrfu.net. And it's Mia May, Let's Wait a Minute, on 104.5 WRFU.
Longer. give up on you. Let's wait a while, a while before it's too late.
You're listening to 104.5 WRFU.
To think that I'm exempt from suffering.
Who am I?
After all the things that you had to endure.
Ooh, ooh,
regardless of the times, I find your presence comforting. Yet in the thick of it, my memory grows short. So help my unbelief, oh Lord. Anchor me unto your word.
Cause I don't wanna drift away
on a sea of my emotions.
So please,
Lord, be the center of this testimony that you're building. Oh Lord, you know I'm willing. I just wanna remain in your past. Not, oh gentle Savior.
Oh my Savior,
I pray you hear my humble cry. I know a broken and a contrite heart you won't despise. So please remind me that in the valley you won't pass me by.
I used to battle with the nightmares, and if you've been through it, you know that fear doesn't fight fair. Uncertainty reveals what I believe.
In my own strength, I'm not enough. I'll trust in your unfailing love,
and I can rest in your sufficiency.
Please
help my unbelief,
oh Lord. Anchor me unto your word.
Cause I don't wanna drift away on a sea of my emotions.